An Unsung Hero, written by Michael Smith and read by Jerry O'Brien.
The Dingle Peninsula, Kerry, is one of Ireland's most beautiful spots. Its rich mixture of rolling hills and rugged coastline jutting out into the Atlantic, nature at its best. Visitors today come from all over the world to admire the dramatic scenery. About midway along the peninsula, in a modest, uncomplicated setting, sits the small village of Annascaul, Aon on Scale. It is said that Ireland's last wolf was killed in the overlooking hills, but visitors passing through the main street of Annascaul are alerted by one of the last buildings they glimpse as they travel west towards the better-known town of Dingle and the Atlantic Breakers. This is a small pub with a highly unusual name, the South Pole Inn, situated alongside a quietly flowing river and a charming stone bridge. Nowhere on earth seems farther from the South Pole. But it is impossible to arrive or leave Annascaul without catching sight of the little building and wonder how a public house in a rural village surrounded by endless green fields on the Dingle Peninsula came to be called the South Pole Inn. The answer for those who linger can be found in a small slate-grey plaque above the pub doorway. It reads, Tom Crean, Antarctic Explorer, 1877 to 1938. The South Pole Inn was the home of Thomas Crean, a local man who rose from the obscurity of a typical farming community in Kerry to become one of the greatest characters in the history of polar exploration at the turn of the century. The heroic age of polar exploration. Few men made a greater contribution to the annals of Antarctic exploration than Tom Crean, and few were more highly respected by their celebrated fellow explorers than the unassuming Kerryman. However, for too many years, Crean's contribution to the heroic age has been greatly underestimated, if not ignored. The heroic age of polar exploration in Antarctica, which covers the first two decades of the 20th century, produced some of history's most astonishing stories and some remarkable characters. Even today, almost 100 years after the event, people are still captivated by the tales of Scott or Shackleton, particularly the heroism and tragedies, the bravery and fortitude, and the outstanding human sagas of achievement and failure which seem barely credible in modern times. However, it would be wholly wrong to assume that all the great deeds and achievements of the heroic age in Antarctica were the sole preserve of Scots and Shackletons. The expeditions of the age were made up by equally important figures, not always from the officer or scientific ranks, who were vital to the success of these enterprises. But their valuable contribution has so far been mostly overlooked, or at best unceremoniously lumped together with the deeds of others. Lesser known, perhaps, but no less important and certainly no less outstanding. Such a man is Thomas Crean. Crean was a prodigious traveller who sailed on 3 of the 4 momentous expeditions of Britain's heroic age, and at that time rightly won the highest possible recognition for his outstanding achievements. He was a colourful, popular character who was one of very few men to serve both Scott and Shackleton with equal distinction. Crean was a simple, straightforward man with extraordinary depths of courage and self-belief who repeatedly performed the most incredible deeds in the world's most inhospitable, physically and mentally demanding climate. He was a serial hero. Crean travelled further than most of the explorers traditionally associated with the heroic age, and few left their mark as indelibly as the Irishman did. Appropriately enough, his name is perpetuated forever on the Antarctic continent where he achieved his fame. Mount Crean, which extends to a height of 8,360 feet, or 2,550 metres, stands at about 159 degrees 47 minutes east and 77 degrees 90 minutes south in Victoria Land, Antarctica. The near 4-mile, 6-kilometre Crean Glacier runs down to the head of Antarctic Bay, 37 degrees and 1 minute west, 54 degrees and 8 minutes south, on the island of South Georgia, where the Irishman was to perform so nobly.